the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You list the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. That was Tony Baumgartner from Vicky's Pasties, a true UP delicacy, and he's brought it down to Central Michigan.
So. Yeah. He's from Iron Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, everywhere.
Ketchup land. No gravy there.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of one-eyed people that return back over the bridge.
Yeah.
Anyway, back up to another area in the UP. We're going to go to the Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, a company I just ran into a couple days ago, and I gave them a call, and we're going to talk with the proprietor, probably the founder. We'll let him tell us, but his name is Zeke, and Zeke, welcome to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Hey, what's your last name, partner?
DeWise.
DeWise.
Yep, DeWise Construction. Yeah. Is this a side hustle, or is this your primary business?
This is, I would say it's a side. It's allowed us to keep some of our crew working in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
What a great idea.
Yep. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
What kind of stoves do you put in those? Do you ever use Nipa?
No, we do not. Well, I shouldn't say we don't. We have put some in because sometimes we get clients that want to use their own stove,
right?
Whether it be an electric unit, a gas unit. So we have installed some Nipa. We've actually talked with Nipa a little bit about putting their units in our stoves. We're just, that's still something we're considering. We haven't worked out a deal yet, but
I think they're down out of Traverse City now, somewhere in that area. But they used to be in Bruce Crossing.
Yes.
And Leo Nipa was a friend of my father's, and he would have nothing but a Nipa stove.
they're a great what a great backstory, great company. I mean, it's a little disappointing that it's moved down, downstate. From a Uper perspective,
right.
They're continuing it, and that's good. That's a good thing.
Yes. So you could build them there if you really wanted to expand your horizons. You could come up with a stove.
Well, actually, you asked that question. What our stoves are actually built right here.
Nice.
So we create the cool thing. At least what we think is cool about our product is, everything is done in the UP. Right, I mean, we created the stove. We troubleshot it. We got the right venting, and we got the right intake. We were building right in our shop. We now have a local guy that does the welding for us, just because we can't keep up.
And that's amazing.
So they're welded right here in the big town metropolis of Engadine.
Engadine.
Yeah,
you're near the Hiawatha Club there.
We are. Heck yeah. We love the Hiawatha Club.
Yeah, I bet.
And so our product is made of northern white cedar, felled, milled, dried, right in the UP.
White cedar. And, interesting.
And then our carpenters, put it together right here in our shop in Engadine. We paint the stoves here in our area, or in our shop, excuse me. And we think it's pretty cool. I'll tell you another interesting thing. We just realized this a couple of years ago. So we talked about the metropolis of Engadine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, two blocks from our shop here in town, there's a bunch of old foundations, and the town was actually one of the primary businesses in the town when it started was a lumber mill.
Okay.
And it was a cooperage lumber mill.
Oh, so they really?
Made
wow.
Barrels
wow.
Engadine. And so we're doing it again. Now, quite honestly, didn't realize that when we started, but here we are. So
Zeke, so this is a barrel sauna. What are the dimensions of this? How many people will it sit?
Sure. So all of our units are a 6 foot inside diameter. And then our different models basically are by length.
Oh, okay.
So we've got 6 foot long, 7 foot long, and 11 foot long.
So is the floor, when you're on the floor, when you're walking down the middle of it, you're literally walking right on the very board that is the barrel, the round portion.
No.
There's a
floor.
We have a little floor.
So you have a flat surface.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, and then is it 6 foot from that surface to the ceiling, or
no? It would be 5 foot 9
okay.
from that floor to the ceiling.
So you're not going to stand up straight for very long, and you won't anyway.
But you don't, right?
Yeah, you're in there to sit.
Yep. Yep. And so you get we love barrel sauna, right? We think they're the best. Now, that's a hot topic when you get into especially the Finnish community.
Yeah,
you know, which my wife is a Finnish, you know, family.
Yeah, what's her maiden name?
Halo.
Okay.
She's from Houghton Hancock area, Lake Linden, actually.
Oh yeah, yeah. My family too, Finlanders from up there. Yep.
Yep. Bujak. But you know, there's conversations about, well, you know, you're not up above the stove, so it's not the proper sauna.
Yeah.
They get
uppity.
They work.
It's kind of stupid.
Okay. So the heat source is it wood fired?
Yes, sir. It's a wood-fired stove with granite rock. You know, and same thing. Rocks are from Lake Superior. You know,
nice.
from a gravel quarry up actually in Sault Ste. Marie, and so the granite rocks disperse the heat. They don't break. They don't explode. You know, some people use lava rocks like in the electric units or whatever.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I know. But, stone out of Lake Superior, that's authentic. I got a bunch out of Little Girls Point because I was going to build a sauna, and I actually built it, but it's back in the pool area, and when the snow's on the ground, you can't get to it. It's too far back to shovel, so I never did put a stove in it.
So let me ask you this. There's different sizes of these. Can the Flatlanders down here, how do we get one?
Yeah, so we build them to order at this point. When we first started, we had an inventory, right?
Sure.
But now we can't, and because we're not full-time, you know, we do it in the winter, basically. We build in the winter. You know, we're pretty much back-ordered. You know, we're hoping to get back to an inventory. But you call in, we work through the questions. Brooke will work with you on, you know, the options that you want. We give you the hard price on it. We ask for a deposit of $500.
Jeez.
And then we put it in build schedule. And we can deliver them to you. We have a specialized trailer that we can, you know, get right into your yard and pull it off the back for you.
So then that the supply of cedar is limitless because my dad used to call us cedar savages. There's tons of cedar in the UP. Is it all white?
Yes. Yes. The cedar up here is all northern white cedar.
Okay. And the exterior of it is cedar as well.
Yes.
I mean, all
and
the boards
have,
going around
metal
it.
Metal roof that goes over it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. And then we have two stain options, you know, a basic deck stain, and then we have a bog home coating that we can put on also.
Well, Zeke, we have only a minute left, and it's called the Upper Peninsula Sauna Company. Where can people find you?
The best way to get a hold of us is probably either Facebook, Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, or dewiseconstruction.com. And if you type in barrel sauna, you know, in your search, we'll probably come up, especially if you put in the Upper Peninsula.
Right.
That's just awesome. I'm sure glad I ran into your site. Yeah. Your Facebook marketing worked. It caught me.
Well, good deal. We're excited to get people in our saunas and they're Uper made, good quality. Stand behind them. Any problems, we take care of it, and they work great.
Well, we're heading to Ironwood next for a little Stormy Cromer action. So
awesome! I took my Stormy Cromer off when I got in the office.
Okay. All right, Zeke. Thanks so much, and we'll talk real soon.
All right, guys. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Coming up next, Stormy Cromer. If you don't have one, you're going to want one. Stick with us. We'll be back.